Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
It's Friday, and on your WSIU Almanac, in space on this day in 1969, Apollo 11 splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean after being the first manned mission to the moon. And the first woman to fly solo over the Atlantic Ocean, Amelia Earhart, was born on this day in 1897. Locally, if you are the parent of a child who will be entering either the 6th grade or the 12th grade this upcoming school year, the Jackson County Health Department wants you to know that beginning with this school year, they have to have proof that they've received a vaccine against meningitis. And next week, the Jackson County Health Department will have extended hours for their immunization clinics. For more information, call 618-684-3143. And if you go to our website, wsiunews.org, you'll see a link to the health department. This weekend is the Friends of the Carbondale Public Library's book sale, taking place at the Brush Building right beside the library on West Main Street. For more information, call 618-529-3307. And here's a fun event. I've been to one of these before, and it's really enjoyable. This Saturday, July 25th, from 9 a.m. until noon, it's the Pope County Hummingbird Festival, and it takes place at the Lindgren home, about 3.5 miles north of Golconda on Nine Wishes Ranch Road in Golconda. If you want help finding information, call Karen, and her phone number is 618-543-7870. Hummingbird Bandy, they'll give you information about gardening, feeding, and attracting hummingbirds. And also there will be children's activities. This is a free event. And the organizers do want to remind you, though, that there will be no public restrooms available at the site. The Pope County Hummingbird Festival, this Saturday, tomorrow, 9 a.m. till noon in Golconda. And it's sponsored by the Shawnee chapter of the Illinois Audubon Society, stewards of the Warbluff Valley Sanctuary. Looking to Williamson County and Marion, you still have time to have your child involved in the Art Starts Summer Program. And to find out more about Art Starts in Marion, call 618-645-2787. Art Starts is a nonprofit group that has been providing art opportunities for kids in 14 Southern Illinois counties for over 10 years. Since it's Friday, the Mount Vernon Convention and Visitors Bureau reminds you of the Friday's Food and Art Celebration, starting at 2 p.m. this afternoon at the Broadway Market in Mount Vernon. For more information, you can call Rachel Hunsel at 618-242-3151. And if you're planning on getting into the woods this weekend, and part of your desire to be in natural settings has to do with trees, you're not alone. Here is forestry professional Jennifer Benkin with a portion of a narrative that she recently wrote about the wonder of trees.
When out shopping, you may peruse the parking lot to find precious and limited parking spaces shaded by trees. When strolling down the sidewalks in business districts, you may be drawn by the beauty of trees lining pathways, perhaps taking a break from your escapades and parking yourself on a bench in the shade of one of those trees. I delight in the sounds of the whispering leaves as the wind gently winds its way through the branches, and cherish the songbirds that visit my window, briefly grabbing a bit of seed before flitting off to the nearest tree.
And of course, if you do explore the woods this weekend, be sure to bring a lot of water. And that's the WSIU Almanac for Friday. Enjoy your weekend.